What up, world? It's your boy D the Delinquent. It's been a hot July so far. July 2019, we're coming up to the end of it. And they say summer barely just started. That is insane. Anyway, I hope y'all taking care of yourselves, putting on that sunblock and beating the heat the best you could. But I did want to talk about something crazy that I think is going on, but no one's really talking about it. I don't understand why nobody's really talking about it. See, all across America in these Native American reservations, there's a whole ton, a bunch of shitload of women, young girls, even older women, and some dudes being, just missing. Just gone. Poof. It's already been an issue in America where kids are being kidnapped and just missing. It's crazy. But I did want to share something that my homie said. It's a little theory of his. Now, he does get a little high and do a little too much. But when he said this to me last night, it just had me like, damn, that's crazy. Had me thinking, you know. So, before I tell you what he said, we were talking about AIDS. There's been a cure for AIDS for a minute now. Apparently, people that research the medical, all that shiza, they've been knowing about this for a while now. But they won't release this cure because of what could come about it. See, I don't know the exact shit going on, you know. I'm not edumacated on that subject, to be honest with y'all. But I guess there's like some people that have some kind of immunity to AIDS. It's in their blood or their bone marrow or something like that. And they found that when they extract their bone marrow or awesomeness in their blood, that it, and when they put it in people who are infected, it actually beats the AIDS. That's awesome. But the problem is, they got to think about the bigger picture and issues that can come about, such as, if you had this awesomeness in your body, should you be able to sell it? If so, how much? And should it be taxed? How much should it be taxed? Or should you not be able to sell it? Or who should you be able to sell it to? Who should get it? I mean, there's just so much shit that could come about. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I feel that anybody should be able to sell whatever they want when it comes out of their body. I mean, women sell their eggs and nobody's saying shit about that. If you want to sell your right eye, you should be able to if you wanted, you know, $100,000, $200,000, whatever. That's just my opinion. But I hope they figure that out. But anyway, so my homie was blazing last night and I'm just playing the PS4, you know, doing my thing. And he's talking away. Then he says, bro, what if all these women, all these youngins are being kidnapped by some kind of elite organization? Who either are infected with AIDS or are selling these kids' awesomeness, their immunity, their bone marrow, whatever, because they know people that need that fix. I was like, what you talking about, bro? He's like, bro, look it. And he shows me this article he found on Facebook. I mean, you can't believe everything on Facebook. But then he started digging and he found these articles of different sources. It was nuts. But there's been reports on these reservations of crazy white vans with no windows and government plates and shit being in the area around the same times when people go missing. I'm not making this up, man. You can look it up. But damn, that shit had me thinking. What if there is some kind of elite organization out there doing all this kidnapping and abducting and taking all these people because they're highly more likely to have that immunity to AIDS and shit. And they're either using it for themselves or they're selling it for more money. I don't know, man. Just something crazy to think about. So I'm gonna let y'all get back to it as I get back to it. Much love and try to stay cool, y'all. Peace.